KO4HKX, KB2HXS.
HKX. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, good morning.
You out working today?
Later, just waiting on some parts to come in. So Jimmy and I, we changed my rear brakes on my Durango Friday. What a pain in the butt. The lower control arm, I can't tell you what I had to do to get that bolt out of there.
My life.
The right size Torx bit, we had to get my ratchet on there. I cracked it loose, and I had to get the ratchet out of the way, and then I had to work it out with a pair of slip joints, working the socket to get the thing out, because otherwise it would have hit the control arm, on the lower control arm. I'm like, who designed this?
They don't care. They don't have to work on it. They just build it one time.
Shit. Are you working today, or is today's a holiday, isn't it?
Holiday.
Oh, fun. No mail, no banks. Oh, well.
Get used to this. I feel like I'm working part-time.
Oh, I hear you. Anyway, we found a shop over here near me. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Dave's Tint Shop down here on 290? I mean, I was trying to find a tint shop to do the tinting on my wife's new car.
I heard of them.
Reviews on Google. I might give them a call. It's supposed to open up around 9 o'clock, and we'll see.
Do. I mean, you just really never know. Reviews, I can only trust them so far.
In Florida, they did, he did my car, and then he did, we did the CRV. He did a really nice job. I don't want to use garbage tint, you know. I just want to use good tint.
But don't turn purple on you. You have to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, I want to make sure it's legal tint. I don't want to go too dark.
They've got that stuff out now, the ceramic coating that's clear, and it repels the heat and the UV light. You don't even have to have the tint on it. But you can get it with slight tint also.
Yeah, that's what I did on my cars, is the ceramic tint. And I mean, I'm looking more for UV protection more than, you know, privacy. I mean, you know, you can't go too dark on the windows. Another reason to put them nice, you know, people to pull you over.
And I get it. There's safety too, but I don't know. Where do you draw the line anymore? It's blurred, that's for sure.
Oh, I hear you. Believe me, after this year, I'm tooling my business back. We're getting everything in alignment. I got the, I don't know if I told you, but I went down to Keystone last week and I got my proper headlights for my Durango. We got that put in yesterday. I went up to my body guy's shop up there in Welford and we got that put in, and we're going to start going through my Durango to get rid of it this year.
What you going to get and replace it?
I don't know. The wife and I were talking about possibly another Subaru, maybe the Forester for me. I don't know yet. That we'll cross that bridge when we get back from vacation.
I don't know. This, all this newer stuff, it's got so much technology in it, it just made it harder to work on and less reliable.
I hear you. I've been watching some videos last few days about all the technology built into the cars, and you know how they're trying to control people. They're trying to make the vehicle so if you're impaired in any way, it will not let you drive.
For HKX, yeah, and I've never seen technology fail, not at all.
Oh, no, never. Never happens. KB2HXS for ID.
Dude, I'm going to get back at what I was doing. Well, I don't get distracted too long and don't get it done.
Well, it was just one more comment I wanted to make. I guess last week there was a vote put through with some of the stuff from back in the day when they instituted this start-stop thing on the vehicles. Apparently that's over with now. So now I'm waiting for the vehicles to update the computer systems now, so it'll take that away.
He rolled back a lot of the emission stuff to do with that, or to do away with that feature specifically, which I'm glad. That's never a good idea. But people don't understand, it's to start a car, it requires more fuel than to keep it running for, you know, a minute. So it's not a good idea. And you a lot of wear and tear over nothing. So, but I'm going to get back at it. Good to hear you this morning. Be careful out there. KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
I agree. A lot of wear and tear on the starter and everything. All right, Patrick, have a good day. We'll catch you later. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. I'll be listening out.